Welcome to episode 3 of our podcast, Mindful Conversations, and I'm back here with Shamash. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the call to adventure, the opportunity of life's challenges. The call to adventure is where we have something pulling us or pushing us into our journey, getting us on the road of the hero's journey. Typically in the films, you know, we see that with, you know, some incident that has happened, or, you know, in, for example, Matrix, where he gets the call to follow the White Rabbit. In The Wizard of Oz, we see it with Dorothy after the tornado. But in our lives, I think there could be something internal going on too. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, and I'll explore that with Shamash and our guests. And I'd just like to thank all of our previous listeners for episode 2 on autopilot for all the kind comments.
Yeah, we've had so much nice feedback. It's been really lovely, isn't it? You're saying some messages that we got, and appreciate all the reviews and stuff. It's been a fun journey so far, and we're just starting it. So wonderful.
Yeah, and good things to learn too.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And yeah, we're just starting and just learning. So last week, or last time we did our episode, it was kind of about autopilot. It sounded as if it would be quite boring and ended up being a lot more interesting than the ordinary world. And so this is a very early on from a movie perspective. You know, you just set the scene, and then quite early on, the challenge comes up, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, after the ordinary world, you know, everybody's living on autopilot. They're just getting on with their lives. And then something happens. Something, it may be catastrophic. It may be something uncomfortable. But something really kickstarts you, gets you going. You know, I got to start this mission. And that could be a whole host of things for look differently for different people.
In a way, that's what kind of I'm just thinking. Imagine sitting in a movie theater watching a film. You know, you're just there, initially set that scene, and then suddenly something happens which catches your attention. Some challenge comes up, and so we're mapping this mindful storytelling way of looking things onto our clients' lives. So you as therapists or coaches, or maybe you're a client yourself and you're listening to this, it's that challenge that we have in our lives. And so that call to adventure, that challenge that we face, isn't necessarily an external challenge. It could be internal challenges coming up within us. So we spoke earlier to therapist Mary Williams and talked to her about what her inner call to adventure was. And this is what she had to say.
So for me, it was childhood. my mum was very mentally unwell, and a very, very erratic childhood. So my mother was not only mentally unwell, so probably had bipolar and things like that, undiagnosed, obviously, in those days, but also had compulsive hoarding. So when I see these hoarding programs on telly, I smile and think, you could clear that in a weekend. You know, it took 4 full months of, you know, like 9 to 5 clearing out my mother's house. It was 8 foot high in places, floors I'd never seen as a child. I mean, you know, absolutely incredible. But also just she wasn't very well. So she didn't parent well. And I came out of that childhood knowing that there's definitely damage. You know, there's definitely damage. I was pregnant at 16, you know, married at 18, 3 children by 21, divorced by 23, you know, remarried again when I was 26. Lovely guys that I married, you know, with my second husband for 11 years, 2 more children.
So it's interesting how our call to adventure then can start so early, having heard what Mary's told us about her life growing up, and how these opportunities seem to present themselves to kickstart our adventure, actually sometimes from a very young age, and sometimes it happens more than once, but we don't always heed that call, right, Shamash? What do you find interesting about that and how it shows up in our lives?
As Mary described, she had a challenging upbringing, and the call to adventure for her started really in her early years, maybe late teens, as she was growing up. And those memories or those narratives came up. So the call to adventure in this case, and maybe this doesn't happen in film so much, but in this case, to start with anyway, it's those difficult early childhood experiences that many of us have, and we all have some sort of difficult challenge that's bound to come up in our childhoods. And they create narratives, they create stories. And those stories, if we get what we call in ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy, get hooked or we get fused to those stories, then we can see the world in a very rigid way. And we try to navigate through the world through those stories. From an ACT perspective, we wouldn't say that you are damaged as such. We would say that you're stuck. You may be feeling stuck at the moment and your clients come to you because of they're stuck, because these inner narratives are really driving the show, driving the game, driving life for them. And so one of the skills that they would need to learn is to see them for what they are. Stories that are shaping the choices and decisions we make. And together with those stories, they're not just simple stories or words or thoughts that we're hearing, but they're also emotions that are coming up. And those emotions we can also be very much stuck to or running away from, trying to push the difficult feelings, the sadness, the anxiety, and trying to rigidly fight or get rid of them. And so that becomes the challenge within our lives. And the journey that we're hoping people to learn is that they're not harmful in a way. The thoughts are just words in your head. The feelings, we think they're bad, they're wrong, as if there's something negative about them, but they're there for us to learn something, and we need to learn to accept them and make this inner space for them.
One of the things that came up for me too is around that internal dynamic, that emotional pain. Even, you know, you mentioned just now, you know, stuff around thoughts and then how those thoughts can trigger feelings and so on. But I wonder whether the call to adventure can be triggered by something else.
Well, that's a really good point, because if you know, in Mary's case, we were talking about an emotional pain that was driving suffering, I guess, or driving behavior. But also, for so many people, there's physical pain too. And we talked earlier to a social entrepreneur, Kush Kanodia, and he's gone through a tremendous amount of chronic pain together with his disability. And so this is what he had to share with us about that.
So my disability is like a genetic condition called multiple visual dysplasia that basically used to result, when I was young, in my hips dislocating. So that used to cause significant pain, because I could literally just be getting up off a chair or walking to school and my hip would dislocate. And then literally every single step would be like just so, like so much intense pain and suffering. So just even by actually managing to get to school or getting to where I wanted to get to, it was such a challenge just with the amount of pain. So that was kind of the first great kind of challenge. And it's actually, in some way, I kind of think of my disability as the greatest teacher in my life. Because like one of the key transformations for me was before, from kind of my own cultural beliefs being Indian, I used to kind of think of disability as a curse. So why am I so much smaller than other people? Why am I so much weaker? Why do I have so much pain and so much suffering? And it was basically like a weight holding me down. And it was only really when I kind of reframed it, a disability from a curse to a blessing, and realized it gave me all these wonderful kind of qualities, from being humble to being balanced to being empathetic to be determined. And it's repositioned the whole purpose of my life. And then it was something that was actually pulling me up. So that kind of the disability, from being kind of like a challenge and kind of that reframing process, to me was a kind of the greatest transformation and teacher in my life. And it still is. So if I ever become too kind of egotistical and suddenly I can't take a step without having a lot of pain, it's really humbling, because it really brings you back down to earth. Just having a simple step without any pain, it really brings you, it balances everything.
That was really powerful, Shamash, what Kush just said there, because, you know, I really liked how he highlighted the pain being, the physical pain being an initiator of his challenge, which of course he extended on. But something also that I want to just make a mental note of now for us at this stage of the hero's journey is that he also was able to reframe that, where he talked about his humility, you know, that it's, he's sort of changed it from a curse to a blessing, the way he perceived it, and, you know, how it was a great teacher for him. So I think in future episodes, and particularly when we look at later on after the transformation, how we can change our own perspectives. So I'd love to come back to some of these points that Kush has raised later on then too, particularly in seizing the sword. So how do challenges start? Do they start internally? Do they start externally? Can it be a combination of the two? What are your thoughts on that, Shamash?
Well, the point that Kush made there about pain, and he mentioned two keywords there, pain and suffering. I'd like to just unpick that a little bit, because we've got a formula that's often shared in acting and in mindfulness, which is pain times resistance equals suffering. And so the pain, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, that's sometimes called the clean pain, which is the actual sensation itself. But then on top of that, when we bring in resistance, when we start bringing in struggle, when we fight with it, when we avoid from it, when we run away from it, that transforms that pain and adds suffering onto it. And what amazingly Kush shared with what he's managed to do through his own painful experience is transform that suffering to go, you know, to see something chronic from a curse to a blessing, for it to be his teacher, and then use it to give him humility, to reduce his ego. It's incredible reframe that he's done there. But these challenges that do start internally are not isolated to just ourselves, because we're obviously social beings. And so other people can also end up creating that inner call to adventure. And this is really highlighted when we spoke to Dr. Maywis Sharif. And she shared a challenge that she faced that ended up spurring her on to become a coach. So have a little listen to this.
I had a lot of uncertainty, as life does. So uncertainty unfolded when I had my son and he had some health problems, and it kind of re-changed our direction, particularly my career direction. And as I was sort of finding new answers and finding new directions, I realized that I needed to do some personal development, and I needed to explore how I needed to develop to deal with that uncertainty and how I was going to move forward, not only in my career, but as a mom and as a wife and everything else that I need to do in life.
What Maywis said, Shamash, really struck a chord with me, particularly as she mentioned the challenges with her son. You know, this call to adventure isn't always only starting with us. So we heard about Kush's pain, physical pain. Mm. We heard about sort of Mari's early childhood experiences. And you talked about the social element of it as well a second ago, around how, you know, we are social beings, you know, and some of us are more social than others. but actually, you know, as we extend that social circle, that then even our loved ones and people around us, people we care about, they have challenges. They go through their own challenges, which can maybe even, I guess, be an initiator for us as well, as we're living our lives on our own hero's journey. But somebody in our family or our loved ones, they have a challenge which helps us to kickstart a journey. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first thing that comes to mind, because we're talking about storytelling, that doesn't happen so much in the films or the normal storytelling journey. It's usually the main character that is faced with the challenge, right? And then it's them trying to overcome their challenge. But in the real world, you know, when our children go through difficulty or challenge, that pain, because of the empathy that and compassion we have for them, that ends up triggering our own personal journey too. So, you know, let's say, you know, if I had a son and he was going through some difficulty or challenge, then he would be going through that journey, and I would have my own personal journey to have to go through myself, in both trying to support him and navigating it, and the emotions that come up for myself. So it's quite interesting, this social dimension to it, and how that can impact us as well.
You know, everybody seems to be going through their own hero's journey then, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like our loved ones might be going through their own hero's journey, but then their challenge will then attach or, you know, impact us on our own hero's journey. So then we're having different perspectives, different people are having their own hero's journey on their own lives. But this interdependence or interrelational aspect of it is what you're highlighting, which I really like. It's not something we really talk about a lot, is it?
No, no. Yeah, I think that could be quite an interesting dimension for, you know, for authors or movies and stuff. The how, you know, I'm just thinking right now in society, even the hero's journey that, let's say, a prime minister or a president's going through for a country can actually ripple out to creating physical, emotional pain for the members of that country, or community leaders impacting the members of that community. So leaders, the way they navigate through challenges and as they go through their hero's journey, that impacts the people that they're working with or leading as well. So it really ripples out from our very close relations all the way out. And then could it probably potentially go further out into nature as well? So yeah, it's really fascinating actually how challenges aren't in isolation. They impact people all around, and we each have to learn about, I would say, you know, this flexibility skills and develop our mindfulness, acceptance, become clearer about our values and navigate through those challenges and use those challenges in a positive way to learn from them and to grow from them.
No, I'm seeing the value of that. One of our previous guests who's back again with us, Dr. Wendy Malefi, she's actually got a perfect example in her own story, her own experience. She did a fantastic TEDx talk on the power of owning your story, actually. And her husband was seriously ill. And of course, that was devastating for her, particularly when she was heavily pregnant. She subsequently gave birth very shortly after her husband began to recover. And that triggered a depressive episode for her even after that, and she shares that so vividly in her talk.
Challenges will always be there. Life, it's either there's suffering, challenges, if you want to call it, or there's some joyfulness, or life is steady. And more often than not, some of us, you know, when we are hit with challenge, when we're faced with challenge, we don't want it. We want to push it away. We want to push it under the carpet, or we want to run away. And whilst immediately that might be some sort of a protective mechanism to move away from something that's really stretching you mentally and emotionally, while that might be a safe thing to do at the time, in the long term, it's maladaptive because you will then keep on running away. So the thing with challenge, you know, you reach a point sometimes where you need to sit with it. You need to sit face to face with it, sit next to it, and just feel whatever it is that might be going on at that moment in time.
Wendy shares so clearly in that little sharing about the power of really opening up to our difficult experiences. I think she says it so well that we've got that protective mechanism, which is that fight or flight, which was originally designed and evolved for dealing with external challenges. But in a way, we turn that fight or flight inwards. So rather than running away from that bear or that, you know, woolly mammoth or something, some dangerous animal, we are actually running away from anxiety, running away from fear, running away from depression. And that very running away, unfortunately, rather than making it smaller, ends up making it bigger. So, you know, the way Wendy described it was, you know, we want to push it away. We don't want it. We want to get rid of it. But challenges, as she said, will always be there. And in ACT, we often talk about the danger of a bit of an unusual concept. It's called experiential avoidance. And what the research has found is that when we avoid our inner experiences, our inner difficult thoughts, feelings, sensations, and urges, when we try to push them away, that very pushing away makes them stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's linked to so many difficulties we go through. You know, you can, by measuring experiential avoidance and a person's level of avoidance of their internal experiences, you can predict, you know, how deeply their mental health challenges will be, how long they'll last, how much or how little they'll flourish in their lives. So although our modern society talks about, you know, feel good all the time, turns out that that trying to feel good and trying to avoid these difficult experiences creates experiential avoidance, which actually causes a lot of suffering. And we can actually use these challenges, which is what this episode is about. And I think it's about pivoting. It's about using that energy of that challenge and directing it towards something more meaningful for our lives. I guess is partly what Wendy did through giving a TED talk, as she shared, you know, the difficulties she went through and how she navigated through that, and then wanted to share that with others and teach others about how others could benefit from the insights that she's had. So it's a great example of finding meaning there. But why do we experience this? Why do we actually have so many negative experiences in the first place? You know, if there's evolution happening, then why don't we just have positive experiences all the time? We spoke to positive psychologist Dr. Vicky Barnes, and this is what she had to say about it.
The negativity bias is something that is, it's the human condition. So we're all hardwired, aren't we, to have this focus on negativity. And it's evolutionarily, it's a good thing because we need to be aware of threat and danger in the environment in order to survive and make sure that we don't, we're aware of things that might go wrong. So that amygdala is kind of on alert for us to save our lives. But I think that there's something going on with humans as conscious beings over and above that fight flight response, which is more animalistic. I think there's something more conscious, which is a story that has some hardship or stress resonates and we don't feel alone in our struggle. So when you hear somebody else's narrative, which has little elements of something difficult, which you know you've been through and you can empathize with, or somebody that you know and you love and care about and you can empathize with, that's nice, isn't it? Because you've then got a tribe of people who've been through that. You're not alone in the world.
Dr. Vicky Barnes always has some amazing perspectives to share. And I really appreciated that view about reminding us about that negativity bias. But also, you know, how we have this animalistic part of us, right? This part of us that's kind of, she mentioned the amygdala is kind of on alert. You know, I think she's referring to this really ancient part of our brain that has evolved with the animalistic mankind, if you like, the physical part of us that's always trying to preserve us, keep us alive. As Shamash mentioned, yeah. Woolly mammoth, you know, running from woolly mammoths. If you have ever run from a woolly mammoth, you'll know it's very scary.
very scary, yeah. For those old enough who could remember them, oh, that was tough. I think the beautiful thing about what she shared there is that by us experiencing challenges, when we get the call to adventure and we go through a difficulty or challenge, we go through certain emotions and we share those emotions with others. And that's what connects us to each other, especially if we've also been through pain and suffering, which we pretty much all have. And if we're in contact with that. So when somebody shares a difficulty and challenge and we can empathize and connect with them because we've been through that too, that really connects us together. And that's probably why we tell stories to each other. And that's why the interesting stories aren't the ones where nothing goes wrong. It's when there's a challenge, when there's a difficulty. And so as therapists, as clients, as coaches, you know, when your client comes to see you and they actually have some challenge to share, there's an opportunity for connection right there. And helping them to see that it's not all bad, it's not all wrong. I mean, beautiful line from Dr. Stephen Hayes is that there's no delete button in the human brain. You know, a lot of therapies and approaches are trying to find a delete button, and that can just, you can end up spending your whole life trying to find a delete button for your past pains or your past history and difficulties. But there's no simple delete button that you can press. But what you can do, and would you actually want to do that? You know, if I said that, yeah, okay, you've had a difficult experience for these 10 years, would you want to just press the delete button and wipe it away completely? There's actually learning there. There's growth there. There's things that we've experienced which connects us to others when we share those stories. This is difficult when we're going through difficulties ourselves to think, oh, this is going to make a great story in the future. This is going to be a lovely way to connect and create my tribe. But it does. So I think these challenges are really important. They capture our attention when we're watching a film, and they can capture our own attentions and make things interesting for ourselves when we are going through those challenges too.
But also in terms of capturing our attention, there is some research out there too that shows when we are hearing other people's stories. So loving how when Vicky talks about that empathetic building, there are, from a neuroscientific point of view, parts of our brains also being activated when we are connecting on that emotional level, as if we were experiencing the event ourselves. And that helps to build that empathy in a much greater way.
Awesome. Well, so many great insights. Thanks for sharing that, Calvin. And thanks to all of our guests for all these amazing insights about our initial call to adventure. Well, I'm really excited now for next week, where we'll be discussing the refusal of the call. So when we first are faced with this challenge, actually, we don't go to see a therapist or a coach or seek a mentor. We refuse the call. That seems to be what happens in the storytelling journey. So you face a challenge and you go into avoidance mode rather than opening up to it. And that avoidance could be running away from it or fighting it. So do check out the next episode coming up next week. Thanks so much for listening. Next week will be the refusal of the call and why avoidance ain't always such a good idea. And that really goes to the heart of the power of acceptance on the flip side of that. So thanks so much for listening. If you have been listening on, you know, on various podcast channels, then do leave us a review or a star rating if you enjoyed it. And feel free to get in touch with us. We're on mindfulconvo.com and on our various websites. And let us know how you found it, because this is a new adventure for us. This is our own call to adventure.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. If you give us a call or contact us, we won't refuse your call. We will pick it up. Thanks a lot, everyone.
See you next
week. Bye.
Bye for now.